Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program Al Fiqh ala al Madahib al Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 27th of Shawwal, 1444, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, and that is the 18th of May, 2023. Alhamdulillah, today our discussion is we're going to be discussing about the Kaaba, the history of the Kaaba, the names of the Kaaba, where does the word Kaaba come in the Quran, what name has been given in the Quran, all of this discussion, where did it start off? So, inshallah, our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuh will be with us in a moment, and inshallah, all of this will be taking place. Let's welcome our Honorable Guest, Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, today we're discussing the Kaaba. Where does the word Kaaba come in the Quran? Where is it referred to in the Quran in Hadith?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the word Kaab means something that is high, that is protruding. I give you a few examples from the Noble Quran. Every day, daily, we are performing wudu. So what does Almighty Allah say? فَغْسِلُوا هُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ The Ka'bain is used, meaning it's dual. Two, because of the ankles, the two ankles. So there also you will see that it is something that is high and something that is protruding and so forth. So therefore Ka'b. So it will be third wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bain. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala made it very clear for us, and you can refer to that in Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah and verse number 6. And then you see another place also in the Noble Quran where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Jannah and the bounties and favors of Jannah. Inna lil muttaqeena mafaza. That verily for the muttaqeen, the pious people, those who love with Iman, pass away with Iman, and they will obtain the success in this year, in this world, and ultimately in the year after. Chapter 78. And then you look at verses number 32, 33. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it in 31, 32, 33. That they are the ones, hadaiq wa a'naba. For them they are the gardens, hadaiq. We know it's a plural of hadiqa. Wa a'naba, the plural of inab, the grape in the vineyard and so forth. Wa kawa'iba, that they will have the bosoms and the breast and so forth. Atraba, atraba, turaba, that you and she were playing the same time in the sand. So it shows we got Ka'ab, we got Ka'abain, we got Akwa Kawa'iba. So all these things here. So when you look at the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, there's mention also in the Quran. If you again open Surah Ma'idah and you look at verse number 97, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it and says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ Almighty Allah has made the Kaaba, the Bayt al-Haram. So haram don't mean something that is unlawful. Haram here means that sacred, holy, like how Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ So when you read and perform your salat, your namaz, your prayer, whether you're on the land, on the sand, on the air, so you're on the ship, wherever, you have to face the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Now we're traveling from here to Hajj. So you're going from here to Dubai, and then you're going to Jeddah, and then Makkah or Medina. Or you're going from here to Cairo, and then Cairo to Medina, or to Makkah, whatever, to Jeddah, then Makkah. or Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, whatever it is, or Doha, Qatar, and so forth. So even then, you stand in the plane, and then you face the Kaaba, Musharrafa, and you read your Salat and shows. And if they don't allow you, then you sit and pray, and then when you reach your destination, you have to repeat the Salat and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala says that this is Bayt al-Haram, the sacred house, and allow we say, Kaaba Musharrafa, the Honorable Kaaba, or you say Baytullah. So how we say it, Naqatullah, that the she camel. So everything in this entire world belongs to Almighty Allah. But we call this Al-Idafa Lit-Tashrif, that we are using that construction with the sacred holy name of Almighty Allah to elevate its rank and status. But we don't worship the Baytullah. Chapter 100, so now here, let me just finish this, then I'll come to that. So yeah, Almighty Allah states, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ. So remember, Allah Ta'ala made it such that this is like the place where people must now use it in such a manner that it will give you, you know, foundation, it will give you establishment, it will give you focus. So a lot of translations you can make there. Chapter 5, verse 97. If you just look at this word, ya qiyam al-linnas, you will see Allah Ta'ala used it for the Kaaba Musharrafa, and Allah Ta'ala used it, remember, in the context of wealth. So if a nation doesn't have wealth, doesn't have money, everybody is a pauper, so what will happen then? That nation will just die and perish, you must remember that. So therefore, there also Almighty Allah used the term Qiyam. So see, I give you the verse, you must remember this. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. You see? When you have wealth, now there are certain people that they are very, very childish, or they are senile, crazy people, mad and so forth, or really foolish. So don't give them their assets and their property. You must have a curator, you must have someone in charge of the wealth. It's their wealth, but somebody must oversee it, supervise it. Why? Because this wealth has been made qiyama. You see that? That's something that will be your pillar, something that you can lean on, something that you can take, you understand, use as, you understand, time of difficulty. So subhanallah, regarding our religious matters and so forth, so there we will say the Kaaba Musharrafa must be our focus. We must face there. And regarding our worldly matters, then you must have wealth also. What a nation will do without wealth? So here Almighty Allah mentions Surah 4, verse number 5. So therefore, to understand Quran is very, very important. Remember that. And then if you look at it, remember the objection people raise. Because the Kaaba is the only place. When you're outside the Kaaba Musharrafa, when you're outside the Kaaba Musharrafa, then you must remember, then they have circles, all four sides you can read. You're facing, I'll give you the directions also now. So about the Baytullah, the north, the south, the east, the west, so all directions you can read. But the direction where the Imam is, you can't be in that direction in front of the Imam. Other directions, you are nearer to the Kaaba compared to the Imam, is permissible, no problem with that. And inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, so there, remember, you face any direction, because all of that is part of the Kaaba, all of that is part of the Qibla, and so forth. So Qibla also means we're going to face that way there. So Muqabala, you know, Qibla, Muqabala, all these are words. So we will be opposite one another, our faces will face in that direction. Then some people, like non-Muslims and that, they object and they say, you say, as Muslims, that you believe in monotheism, you worship Almighty Allah, but here you are worshipping, it seems, superficially, the stone, the cube, and the building. So we say, no. From Quran point of view, Allah Ta'ala made it very clear in Surah 106 and verse 3, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. You must worship the Rabb, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of this bait, Baytullah. So it shows that we never worship stone and building and cubes and so forth. So what are we doing? We are using that to bring about uniformity, unity. See, 1 million, 2 million people. This is a miracle of Islam. And there, Ramadan time, Hajj time, and the Imam will just say, the leader of the prayer will say, Stow, i'tadilu, words like that. In less than a minute, 1 minute, 1 million people, everybody standing straight. And they come from over 100 countries, over 150 different languages, and what they speak. So you must remember that why we say we don't worship it. You know, in Bukhari Sharif, there's a hadith that Hadmul Kaaba, and the Kaaba will be destroyed and so forth by the Habashi, by the person who's from Africa, Ethiopia, wherever. And he will have that thin, thin saqeen, and he will have that shins and calves that are very, very like thin and so forth. But block by block, brick by brick, he will take everything to pieces. But yet, we will still face in that direction. So what that tells you? That how can it be that you say or you assume that we are worshipping that, but when it's not there, we're still facing that direction? The people who are idol worshippers, people who worship somebody, something, they will only do that, remember, when that object is present, not when that object is absent. Similarly, you look at it nowadays, there are skyscrapers there, the hotels and all those things. And we are so high that the Kaaba, the cube, the building is lower and we are much higher. People who worship idols and so forth, you will see they normally place it in a high place and they are lower out of respect and reverence. They want to venerate it and so forth. So these are all reasons to show. Obviously, if people got jaundiced eyes, then they will always see something wrong. But if a person want to be just and fair, then you will understand that these are the answers. And remember this. Then always people answer and ask this question. Everything you want, remember, is a miracle. Remember, this whole Islam and Kaaba and everything. See, people ask, okay, then why you'll go anti-clockwise? You know, that if you see that when we start Tawaf, so we go anti-clockwise, we don't go clockwise. So why we go anti-clockwise? So that also is in the Quran Sharif. But we must read the Quran, understand the beauty, the message of the Quran. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So people have to wonder, ponder, reflect in the message of the noble Quran. Chapter 16, the B, Surah Nahal, and verse 44. Why do we go anti-clockwise? See what Quran says. And this is now. This happened millions of years ago, if you want to use, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time. Ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Every Nabi, every prophet from Nabi Adam, Adam peace be upon him, to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, they perform Hajj. And obviously, Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, performed the farewell Hajj in the 10th year of the Hijrah. Prior to Hajj become compulsory, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed two Hajj also, but that is now the not the Hajj that will be the one to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. So in the 10th year, that was the Hajj that we have to follow. Khudu anni manasikakum. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. You must take my actions and follow it. So that is what is set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Now why anti-clockwise? See Surah 76 and verse number 2. What Allah Ta'ala says, Inna khalaqna al-insan. Inna, the royal pronoun. And Allah Ta'ala uses the plural to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Where Allah says, Inna khalaqna, words like that. Only Allah can do so. Inna nahnu nuhyi wa numit. Only we give life. Only we give death. Who can give life and death? The doctor, the gynecologist, the professor, scientist? Nobody. Who can create? لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوِجْتَ مَأُولَى. They don't understand till today, with all the doctors, scientists and professors with their degrees and what, how the soul, the spirit leaves the body. Remember? So you are there in the hospital clinic, you say he passed. They just pronounce he passed away. Where's the ruh? Show us. So they don't know. وَمَا أُوْتِيْتُ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. Double emphasis. Verily we, and surely we created this human being, the masterpiece. مِنْ نُطْفَتِينَ, and from that semen and sperm. Now look at the word. أَمْشَاجٍ. Chapter 76, verse 2. So what is this أَمْشَاج? That sperm and that semen, when it starts swimming and moving, after husband, wife fulfill the conjugal rights, become intimate, then remember it moves. And how it moves? That anti-clockwise. So your whole origin is anti-clockwise. وَكُلٌ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. When you look at the planets, when you look at everything that Allah has created, they're all going in that direction. Remember that, anti-clockwise. So you, O human being, masterpiece, when you come to the Baytullah, Ka'aba Musharrafa, so you also go anti-clockwise. See the sun, the moon, as stars. You will never see there's a crash and an accident between sun and moon and all that, the planets and that. No. Everything is working in harmony. So human being, they are helicopters, they are planes, they are ships and all that. Remember, they crash and accidents, vehicles. We know every day there's accidents, people are dying and so forth. But Allah's system, there is no, is perfection. Fitratullahi allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha la tabdila li khalqillah. So Allah Ta'ala's system is that. So me and you as human being, when we are there by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, we must reflect even on our origin. And that it started when our mother remembered that now, said she started, she conceived, and that happened when the father and mother met, they fulfilled conjugal relationship, and that semen and sperm was swimming, moving around and going anti-clockwise. So just see from where it started, where it ended. And then the non-Muslims, they say, see on TV, they say, what, you're going round the cube and all that, you're tipsy or what, or crazy? We say, no, we are the most sober people on this earth. You see Tom, Dick and Mary, that when your clothing is dirty, then what you do, you place your dirty clothes in the washing, and then it goes round and round and spins and all that in a washing machine. So we go round and round because we admit and we confess we are sinners. So every time we go round, more and more sins get forgiven and fall off, you must remember. So it is a cleansing process, a process of getting purified. Therefore, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, whosoever performs tawaf 50 times. You can't perform tawaf anywhere else in the world. Anywhere else, if people are making tawaf to go round and round and round, so remember, whether it's a grave or whether it's a building or whether it's a person, or it's all haram, is not permissible. Only place, wal yatawafu bil baytil atiq. So I'll explain that also. So you must make tawaf by baytul atiq. So you must remember that man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, hadith Tirmidhi Sharif, 50 times you went around the Baytullah, kharaja min zunubihi, you come out from your vices and sins, ka yawmin waladatu ummuhu, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Allah Ta'ala says, wal yattawafu bil baytil atiq. So you must perform tawaf, remember, there by the Baytullah. But Allah Ta'ala uses the term Baytul Atiq. So what is Baytul Atiq? Surah 22 and verse 29. So Atiq means Ma'atuq, is free. No government, no ruler, no king, no crown prince, no prince can say that this belongs to him. Remember, it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Allah. So Atiq in the meaning of free, you must remember. that today Ali Saud, the King Saud, and them, the king of the family of Saud, they are the kings. From 1932 now to 2023, 90 years now, 91 years. So let's say 100 years Islamically is less than 100, but plus minus. Then after that, they'll be kicked out. You must remember that therefore the people who fear the emerging and coming of Mahdi the most is Ali Saud, because they know it's time up for them, they'll get kicked out. So you can see it's already going in that direction and all those kind of things. And atiq, the meaning of itq, it will be something that's very, very ancient, very, very old. So inna awwala baytiyu hudiya linnasi lilladhi bi Bakka. So it is the first house that is placed on this earth for worship. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So therefore the Kaaba is the focus and it is the nucleus. Therefore Allah Ta'ala calls it Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns and all cities. You see, while the mother is in a family, what happens? The children, grandchildren, they're gravitating, they're all coming. You see, Eid time. You ask the people, where are you going for Eid? So like this year, Eid was Saturday. So what happened? So you'll see people going to the main house, people going to the family house, because the mother is there. So therefore, they want to go there. So now Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he made dua. When now he left his wife, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha. You can read Hajar, Hajara. You call it Tarkhim in Arabic. Aish, Aisha, like that. So when he left them there, then biwadin ghayri zi zar'in. So remember that what he did. He said that you must remember this is a land, no vegetation, no habitation, nothing there. You know, say that jungle ko mangal bana diya. In Urdu they say, you know, that there's just a jungle, like desert, complete. Now, there's nothing there. How are they going to survive? Now, when she asked him, the Sayyidah Hajar, Sayyidah Hajara asked Nabi Ibrahim, Khalilullah alayhi salam, you leaving us here, is your opinion or is a decree of Allah? So he turned away and he pointing to the sky. Then look at the iman of the lady, an honorable lady. She said, "Idan layudayyana." Allah will never let us go to waste. When he was now gone a little bit away, obscure from them, now he turns to the Baytullah and he cries to Allah. See the dua he made. Faj'al afidatam minan nasi tahwi ilayhim. Faj'al, ya Allah, you make. Afida, afida fu'ad, the plural of afida fu'ad is a singular. Make the hearts of some people, minannas. Allah shukar, he used the word mina. If he shouldn't use minan, he should say faj'al afida, then the whole world should be good. Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody. So he said afidata minannas. See. I told you Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu performed 60 hajj, 1000 umrahs. Imam Abu Hanifa performed 55 hajj. Pirani Pir Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawarallahu Marqadahu 50 hajj. You go 27th of April, Freedom Day, Thursday it was. So I was in Cape Town, I went to that Mowbray Masjid, 1891 it was built, 1991 they refurbished it and renovated it. Imam is there, Imam Yusuf Pandey. So 49 consecutive hajj. So Imam say, I'm going now again. He's 83 years old for my half century. In our time, I met the man, what you talking? And he make imamate. He's so thin like this and 83 years old. And he still make loud Allahu Akbar and all. So it's 53 years for with the mankakers, with the, you know, the moon samis, if you don't understand. So the people who sight the moon, for 53 years is there. So, faj'al afidata minan nasi tahwi ilayhim. That they must be inclined towards the Baytullah. You go Dubai, you go London, you go New York, you go Maldives 3 times, 4 times, 5, you get fed up. But you go Makkah, Medina, your Makkah, then you want to go more and more and more. Ila radduka ila ma'ad. Allah Ta'ala called it ma'ad. Wa idh ja'alna al-bayta masaba. So masaba, go more and more and more. Faj'al afidata min an-nasi tahwi ilayhim. Warzuqhum min ath-thamarat. The first thing he made dua, ya Allah, give them fruit. So that was Zamzam. So in the fruit means that your food, your water, everything you must remember. And then you know the story of Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. La'allahum yashkurun. So that they must be grateful and thankful. Chapter 14, verse number 37. So many things to speak about the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharraf Haji.
Inshallah, we'll go for a break. After the break, we'll continue.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return back to this program. Our discussion is on the Kaaba. Mufti Saab, can you give us the history of the Kaaba?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some ulama say that the Kaaba Musharrafa, the first time it was built by the angels. But majority scholars say no, it was built by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. And if you study the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, then you will find that, remember, this seems to be the correct one. Because Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked which was the oldest masjid. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam said the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, Masjidul Haram. And then second one, he said Al-Masjidul Aqsa. So what is the duration between the two? Arba'ina Ama, Arba'una Ama, Arba'ina Sana Wazla, that come all in Bukhari Sharif. So that shows us that the Bani Awwal, you call Bani, that the founding father, the first one who built it was Nabi Adam alayhi salam. As far as the Baytullah goes, first was Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and then with time passing, all that, it fell then into dunes and so forth. Allah Ta'ala speaks of this, you must remember, in Surah 2 and verses 127, 128 and all that. وَإِذْ يَرْفَوُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You see, go read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 127. And then, if you look at Masjid al-Aqsa, we just digress for a moment, to show you that there also, Nabi Adam alayhi salam was the Bani Awwal, the first personality. Allah Ta'ala selects whoever he wants for a certain function. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَى. And then it tajdeed of it. It was rebuilt and refurbished and all by Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. And if you want details of that, open Sunan Nasai. And after he reconstructed it, then سَأَلَ اللَّهَ ثَلَاثًا, he begged Almighty Allah for three things, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Chapter 38, verse 35. Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. O my beloved Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom, you will not grant anybody that after me. And for innaka antal wahhab, you are the best of giver. Fa'atahu iya, Allah Ta'ala gave. Second, he made dua, Uwati'u hukmi hukmak. Ya Allah, when I pass a verdict, it must concur with your judgment, with your verdict, Ya Allah. Quran speaks of this. Wa Dawood, wa Sulaiman, it yahkumani fil harth. One incident, two different verdicts. Father Nabi Dawood alayhi salam gave a verdict, and the son Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam gave. Allah Ta'ala says, fafahamnaha Sulaiman. The wisdom of Solomon is required to unravel the knot. Today in English they use the term. They stole all this from Quran and Sunnah, but a Muslim doesn't understand, obviously, because Muslim today, majority not even interested, and they don't read. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانِ. Now see the haramis, the real terrorists, Hitler's children. So you must remember that today these haramis and the apartheid regime terrorists, they're going now, and the aim is to provoke the Palestinians and the Muslims, and they curse the Muslims and the Arabs. Allah forbid, نَقَلَ كُفُرْ كُفُرْ نَبَاشِرْ. In that they curse Allah Ta'ala, and they curse Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that. So they, if you read Haaretz today, they say the flag march of shame. Remember, that's the Haaretz editorial today. the flag march of shame. So this type of thing. So see what he said when he rebuilt. You must remember Masjid al-Aqsa, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, man ata hadh al-bayt. You come to the bayt, to Masjid al-Aqsa. Yeah, bayt means Masjid al-Aqsa. La yuridu illa salata fi. With no hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Only to perform salat in that 36 acres there anywhere. Then kharaja min dhunubihi kayyumin waladatu ummuhu. You come out so pure and cleansed and purified like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. It's authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. So these were the three du'as he made for A'tahu Iya. When I went with Allah's help first time, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara first time, 74. And then Masjid al-Aqsa first time was 89. So that Palestinian, one shop we went to, my wife wanted something or whatever. Then we started speaking. He said, for what you came here? I said, to read Salat here. He couldn't believe. He didn't make like register in his mind. He said, you didn't come for ziyarat to meet people. You didn't come for tijarat, for some selling. I said, no, I just came for Salat. So then his iman increased also. They said, no, I must do something. He went to the police there and shouted him, and I don't know, you know, they speak their amiya and colloquial and all that. We don't even understand half the words. Then he said, open for this man. He came all the way from Junubi Africa to read Salat. Show him what is Aqsa Mubarak. And take him in the basement and that. So the policeman got a shock, they took us inside and all these kind of things. So people just sometimes read on top and they think, but the real Aqsa Mubarak, I mean, that is Aqsa also 100%. But the real Aqsa is right at the bottom in the basement and that. That's where a lot of things are. The Zakariya alayhi salam's mihrab and Sayyidah Maryam and all that together place at the bottom, remember. Kullama daqala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab. So anyway, now that we're discussing the Bani, that who was the first one. So we'll say Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Then time progress. Then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Allah Ta'ala selected him and his son. But look at the usloob, the methodology of the noble Quran. And you will see how Allah Ta'ala mentions it. If me and you had to write a sentence, we will never write it like that. وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَائِلُ. We will say وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْمَائِيلُ. So we will use both, but Allah used Ibrahim alayhi salam's name and then carries on, and in the ending use Ismail alayhi salam's name. Why? To show us the main builder, the main construction was taking place was Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam was the musa'id, was the helper, the assistant, and so forth and so on. So therefore Allah make difference between the two, you see. So everything of Quran, therefore you must know the balagha, the rhetoric, the beauty, the glory, the style. People say, why this wawye, why this fadhe, why this? There's nothing like the Quran, remember, in beauty, glory, and therefore Allah gave them a challenge. Surah 2, verse 23, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّنْ مِثْلِ. So you must bring one surah, just one surah, and that is equivalent to three verses. But it must be in beauty and glory and style and diction like that of the noble Quran. So Almighty Allah mentions this in Surah 2, verse 23. The ultimate challenge Allah Ta'ala gave humanity, posterity, jinn and human, everybody, the entire creation. So we must understand this here. So here also is that. Then you go ahead and so forth. Now here there's a slight difference of opinion. Some ulama say it definitely is before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the wahi. Remember that. So when you study the ahadith and so forth, so 100% is mentioned. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam, some ulama say 25 years old, some say 35 years old. Be that as it may, you know, understood. So now the Quraysh realized that now the Baytullah again is now like in ruins. We have to rebuild it. But these Quraysh are non-Muslims. They ilafi Quraysh. So Allah Ta'ala is elevating them because you know how many qualities they got. There, let me give you this. It's all to do with Baytullah. And you must understand this, you, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They had, first one, Siqaya. They were in charge of the Zamzam. You call it. Today also it's called Suqya Zamzam. They were in charge of Rifada. that to feed the Hujjaj and the Mu'tamireen and the Zaireen, people coming for Hajj, people coming for Umrah, people coming to visit and so forth. No hotel charging and all. These are the guests of Allah. We must show, make ikram and honor them and so. So rifada. Third one, the key of the Kaaba Musharrafa, Sidana, that the person who is the one who holds the key, what the great honor that is, Sidana. Then the fourth one, you must remember, Khilafa, Al-Khilafa to fil Quraysh, you must remember that. So Allah Ta'ala gave them, they must be made the Khalifa, see Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, all Quraysh and so. So that is that. Then next one, you must remember, Nubuwa. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Quraysh. So this type of things here. See, how many things Allah Ta'ala blessed them and gave them the greatest place, Makkah, Mukarramah and so. So even they had this common sense, which today some majority Muslims don't have. Today we want to build a masjid, right, in ABC town, city. Can we say, show me one place today, South Africa, Africa in the world, where every dollar, every rand, every rial was halal? Can we show? So we can't show that. People give their interest money, people give their fraud money, people give their upside down illegal money. So all types of money comes in, you must remember that. And the Maulana also is happy, and the Mufti also is happy, and the trustees are also happy. But the Quraysh, non-Muslims, that they had this common sense. They said all this money of khamar and all this money of maisir, of alcohol and of gambling, we can't use all that. Put all that one side. Everybody contribute to the reconstruction of the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, bisharteen. It must be halal money. So now the Baytullah is this size. For example, you can make the measurements as you feel. But then it only was sufficient for so much. So what happened? They said, but the other portion is also part of Baytullah. They said, never mind. We'll put one small wall there. So that small wall there is called a Hatim. Ha, to, toy, ya, meem. Hatim means mahtum, cut off from the main building. You see? So that is how. And that also became a blessing in disguise. I'll explain to you just now. Or Hijr-e Ismail. So you must remember what Hijr-e Ismail. So that is people, ulama say, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, remember he's buried there and that. But there's difference of opinion. Some ulama say it's correct, some say no. I'm just showing you the names that we, Indo-Pakistan, Indians, does that, Hatim. Arabs, they'll say Hijr-e Ismail. So, and this what the Saudis did today, that they made it so big and all that. That is not the Hatim. That is now they made it big like that. It was smaller than that, but now they made it like that, so the Imam is there inside. It's one way, it's good they did it, you must remember. More people can read Salat. I must tell you one story about that, you understand? So, see, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, it was Saturday, first Sha'aban, 2011. So I entered with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, you see. We entered the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, all that. I told you several times. We completed the Quran Sharif there, the last 10 surahs from Surah Fil downwards. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allah accepted. And it's an honor, obviously, to go inside and so forth. So we used to cry in it, Ya Allah, wa adkhilna fi rahmatik, wa adkhilna fi baytik, Ya Rabbul Alameen. You see. So you say, Ya Allah, take me in your special, special mercy and take me inside the Baytullah. Now Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to go inside the Baytullah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, very good. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, you read Salat here. Where? In the Hatim. There in the Hijr Ismail. So in that portion there, so now she read. So you read Salat there, it's like reading Salat inside the Baytullah. You see that? So you might understand that there. So now 74, I told you this before, that last week in the Umrah lesson also, I think I meant, the crowd are very small. Every round, every shout, every circuit, you could kiss Hajar Aswad like that. So I used to spend hours, like, you know, hours maybe, say 1 hour or 2 hours, inside the Hatim, to read Quran, read Salat, make dua, all. Nobody troubled you, no police, no nothing, you understand? So now, when you know the Hatim, you can enter one side and you exit the other side. You can go this way, right to left, left to right. So we're reading Quran there. So this woman, Arab woman, used to come. And then, so I'm sitting there, I'm reading Quran Sharif. So they used to bring their riyals, you understood? And they used to drop it in my lap. They say, another mufatiya, another beggar sitting here, you understood? So I used to take everything and give it to the next guy, you understood, who's sitting there. He used to tap me, he used to get very happy. Number one, he's the first guy that he's not accepting his giving here, you understood? And this type of things here. So they, so how much did they just give? So these beggars, they knew what to do. So I shouldn't obviously sit for that now. So I never took one riyal. Well, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So I always, they fill it up, I just pass it on to those guys here. You understand? I say, we don't know if zakat money, what and what. So we don't want all these things here. Yeah. So we just pass it on to them, like that it was. So what I'm trying to say, imagine how small the crowd was. You understand? Now you can't get place in the Hatim. They'll crush you to death sometimes if they open it up for everybody, you know. And the imams, when they come, like now for Jummah or Salat and that, they want to read Sunnahs, they read there. And then they come out and then they make their... So it's a great benefit for the Ummah, you see that? So, yeah, there's one masla. Now, I don't know if you, the awam, the public, will understand it. But for the ulama and students, one is the cube, you see? فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ So, this is an academic discussion. There's 2-3 academic discussions here. So must you face the Jihatul Kaaba, the direction of the Kaaba Musharrafa, or must you face Aynul Kaaba, must you face the cube itself? Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah shaddada fi hadhihi al-masla. Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ Turn your countenance, your Mubarak face to the Baytullah. So Imam Shafi'i did a wonderful book, you must write it down, Mawlana, that was Zaid, and it's called Al-Masail Allati Infarada Biha Al-Shafi'i Duna Ikhwati. Those Masail where Imam Shafi'i is alone, and his three brothers, the Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, they don't agree. This morning also, in the morning I gave, Qurbani is coming, so Qurbani days are 10, 11, 12. So that everybody accepts. Al-Imam al-Shafi alone, he says on the 13th also you can sacrifice. He's alone in that masla. So yeah also. So if Imam Shafi was alive today, definitely he should have made ruju and he should have withdrawn that masla. Now, if you look at the Kaaba, now you take Ijtima in Raiwin or Ijtima here and so, even South Africa, when we had one Ijtima here, you understand, in the Lanesia, we had 50, 60,000 people, you understand. The food also got finished. So, not the last one, before that. So, if you see, now you make a surf. That surf is 1 kilometer. So now, how everybody can face the Kaaba? It's not practical. You understood? So therefore I say, so therefore the Shafi'is today, they pass the fatwa on the Hanafi school. That is what is the meaning. There the ikhtilaf of the imma, and that is rahmah and so forth. So the other imams, they say, no, you must just face jihad. You understand? And therefore you got 45 degrees either side. Because Nabi alayhi salam himself said hadith in Tirmidhi, if you go to Madinah Munawwara, then the Qibla is fil Junub. You face the southern direction. Ma bain al-mashriqi wal-maghribi Qibla. Between the east and the west is Qibla. So now that means you got 45 degrees either way. You see that? So another masla that is there, very interesting discussion, that when you're reading Salat, it's magnificent, you understood? When you're there Ramadan time and it's 27 night, Laylatul Qadr, 29 night is Laylatul Khatmil Quran. Oh, you must remember Hajj time, you are there just 1-2 days before we're going to Mina or something. So I normally go on top, you understand, where it's open, there's no roof and all that. So when you go into Ruku and then you come up, and you have a bird's eye view of the Kaaba Musharrafa and you see everybody, 1 million people, 2 million people. The question arises, whilst reading Salat, we must be, now these Masail are to do with Afdaliyat and so, your Salat is done in all cases. Where should your gaze be fixed? Should your gaze be facing the Kaaba, or should your gaze be in Mawdi' al-Sujood, the place where you're making sajda? So Hanafi, Shafi'i, Hanbali say Mawdi' al-Sujood. Imam Malik, he says, you must face the Kaaba, you must look at the Kaaba. Why? فَوَلِّ وَجَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَجْدِ الْحَرَامِ Hey, فَوَلِّ وَجَكَ إِلَى الْكَعْبَ You see, Imam Malik, he say like that. So now these are that. Now last point, then we finish. So this is now the Kaaba Musharrafa. Right? So easy way to start you, then you'll understand where the Hatim is, where that semicircle is. So that is your northern direction. And for you, Mozaid, and most people, they won't know this. So when they had, this is one thing very good, the Ali Saud did. King Saud, King Abdul Aziz came, he abolished all this. You understand? No, we got one imam now. So before that, in the Ottoman Empire, it used to happen. So you must remember, they used to have four imams for every salat. You see? So where the Hatim is, the northern direction, that is the Hanafi side. You see that? And then on this side, the southern side, between Rukni Yamani and Hajar Aswad, that is the, remember, this is north, so that is south, right? The southern side, that was the Shafi Musalla. And then on the east and west, they had the Hanbali and the Maliki. So, and I imagine nowadays, if you have four salah, what chaos it will be. You understand? So that is one thing very good. What good they do, we must say that. You understand? That time I told you the crowds were so small. And I saw in 74 how small the crowds were in it. So, cut long story short. So now we know the north is here where the Hatim is. The south is here where Hajar Aswad and Rukni Yamani is. So where the golden door is, so that will be the eastern side. Right? You enter through it. And then the other wall, there's only one wall left now opposite. So that will be the western side. And with that now, Mazahid, just now you're going to read Zohar Salat, up past 12, 1 o'clock, 2, up past 1, whatever. So when you face from South Africa, which side you are facing? This is the Kaaba, which side you're facing? You're facing this side. You're facing the western wall. You understood? And if you look carefully, then Abdullah bin Zubair also, he rebuilt the Kaaba. And he rebuilt the Kaaba with two doors. He said that was the tamanna and the wish of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So both doors were low, one for Duhul, one for Khuruj, for entry and exit. Then Hajjaj bin Yusuf came, he changed it. He said, no, one door again. Then Harun Rashid came, he wanted to change. Imam Malik said, you're playing with this Kaaba. It's haram for you all to do all this. From that time, it stopped, finished. We're all indebted to Imam Malik, rahimahullah. You see? So many things we covered with Allah's help. Allah Ta'ala, give us the understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.